Welcome back to In Depth. My second interview was the lovely Brooke Shaw from the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Brooke, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for coming in. You are a volunteer with this wonderful organization, and it sucks that we couldn't get you in earlier. You had the Fill the Boot event. It was Reno firefighters basically going out on the streets asking for change, any money people could give into the boots. But nonetheless, people can still give.
Absolutely.
24 hours a day.
Absolutely,
you know
yeah. I mean?
So tell me your background. How did you get involved with this organization, if you're okay with...
I had a little brother that had Duchenne muscular dystrophy. He passed away in 2011. And I got involved with them in late 2016, eventually going to the camp, which is it's a Northern California camp at Grizzly Creek.
Okay.
All the kids from Northern California and Northern Nevada go there. Changed my life. It made me realize that there are still children living with this. You know, mm-hmm. I did lose someone, but we can make a difference in the people that are still around. And the FDA approved, I believe it was 5 drugs to help better their lives. So all the money raised with events like the Fill the Boot go to the camp, sending these kids to camp, research, the clinics that they have. The closest one that we have here is UC Davis. So, of course, our Northern Nevada families go to UC Davis for their clinics and stuff like that.
Okay, so that's what if anybody donates, that's what they know their money's going to.
Absolutely. It all goes towards supporting the families, the camp, the trials, all the care that they need on a daily basis.
So MDA, is it a big organization here in Reno? It doesn't feel like it's on the radar terribly much, which is why I have you here. I mean,
yeah.
That's part of the reason. But.
Their home office for Nevada is in the Las Vegas area.
Oh, okay.
So we don't have an office here. And my goal is to bring more awareness and bring the Muscular Dystrophy Association back into our community because it means a lot to me and it means a lot to the families that are still here.
Yeah, definitely. You know. So any events you can think of that are coming up? I mean, I know we just did Fill the Boot, but...
So I am trying to get a little bit more... involvement with other fire departments for Northern Nevada. Of course, Reno has annually, you know, they go through it every year. And we raise a lot of money. I believe we were in the $55,000 this year is what we raised. So it's so awesome to see the community come out and support that. I mean, I just want to scream on top of a building. It's thank you, Reno, for that. So I do want to get Nevada involved, Northern Nevada involved, but we also do the Shamrocks. So when you go into grocery stores, and you see all the, you can donate $1 and get a Shamrock. So that usually kind of presents itself more into like the March season and stuff like that. So if you're out in the grocery stores or anywhere shopping for the holidays, stuff like that, and you see the Shamrocks,
you have a little
then
extra,
absolutely
could.
$1. It doesn't matter. All of it goes towards it and all of it helps.
Okay, cool. Well, do you know off the top of your head, like websites, social media stuff?
MDA? So MDA.org.
Oh, okay. Well, that's simple.
So, and then you can follow the Muscular Dystrophy, you know, on Facebook and Nevada, Sacramento, you know, all of any of those. You can donate. There's always a link, and you can help out and anyone with those families.
So. Very cool. Anything you want to add before? I mean, I think you covered a lot of ground in a short amount of time.
No, I mean, get involved, and you don't even have to just donate. If you have a spare week in the summertime, volunteer your time to go out to these camps. These kids, you know, it is their favorite time of the year. It's something that they look forward to. And not just for them, but it's also great for their parents. Being a full-time caretaker is a lot, you know? And from what I experienced with my brother is, you know, they don't really feel like they can ask a lot of the person they're asking a lot of all the time.
Right.
They don't get to be kids. They don't get to be kids around other kids because they are different. But they're not. They're just kids,
and
you know?
It'd be nice to have them be with people that are like them.
Absolutely.
Them
and experience all these different things and, you know, laugh and joke. And they just get to be kids. It's the funnest thing to experience. It will change your life. So if you want to volunteer your time, that's another way you can help.
Go for it. So MDA.org?
Yeah, MDA.org.
All right. Brooke Shaw, thank you so much. You're going to make me cry. So
Don't cry.
We probably should stop the interview before I do. Thank you.
Thank
you. It's beautiful what you're doing.
I appreciate it.